This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour, time for our Talk Radio Review, a weekly event as we go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February the 12th to the 16th. I'm happy to introduce to you, by the way, I'm Doug Steffen, hello. Happy hello. To introduce Mr. Evil himself, Darth Vader of radio, Joe Crummy. You know what happens when Richie Ilipris, Rich McFadden,
yes.
Who also... I get, you know, the longer we've known each other, the more I appreciate our friendship. It's one of those things. How many people have someone in your life, you just call them on the phone, it's like picking up the conversation from the last conversation, which may have been a day ago, a week ago, or a month ago. So, we don't, Richie
That's
always
what I
has,
hate about you.
So,
he calls you too much?
No, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like you guys are bored with each other. That's what it sounds like. Oh, didn't we just talk about this yesterday?
Number 10.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, when I did some, I did a little research on evil thoughts, and I came up, when I entered into my search bar, I what come happens? Up with Bible and evil things from Satan and stuff. So I guess people are equating you with some sort of satanic movement, Joe Crummy. Evil Thoughts, that's his podcast. You can check it out, Evil Thoughts. It's not evilthoughts.com, but you just go to iTunes or wherever you get podcasts, and you figure it out, and bingo, there you go.
Put in the words crummy and evil, and it'll come right up.
Or just go Evil Thoughts Podcast, and it shows up. Okay. We do them 7 days a week, as you know.
Not to shortchange the talented Victoria Keelan, who's also here, to discuss the issues of the week, and we've had plenty of them. If I were to go through the stories, it's kind of pedantic, because the number one thing this week, I'm going to start and go backwards, is the Florida school shooting and the number of things that are ancillary. Richie, I was on with James Whale for 40 minutes on his broadcast.
I can predict what that conversation sounded like with a British talk show and a British talk host wondering why in the world we have so many guns and shoes.
Well, you know what? I did this earlier. Victoria and I were talking on the air about comparing. There's no country like America. There just isn't. There's no other comparison in the world. People try to compare us to China and Russia, and no, it doesn't work. There's no comparison. But when it comes to social things, we are compared, in a way, by the rest of the world, to countries like England, countries in Europe, Japan, where they don't have the same culture. They don't have as many people. And so, is it legitimate or not legitimate? I don't know. We go around in circles with this. Do you realize, Joe and Richie, Victoria does, because we had these stats on the air, that every 60 hours, so far this year, every 60 hours, there's been a shootout someplace in our country since the beginning of January. Some of them aren't even reported anymore because they're so commonplace. And we get to the gun stuff, and we do the same conversation over and over again. So there's a part of me that wants to have more conversation about this because it is the number one issue this week. But then where does the conversation go? It's cheap. Talk is cheap. Where's the action? I noticed at the rallies that have been held in Florida, which is a very pro-gun state, the rally, the people, adults and kids, all basically saying the same thing. Eliminate guns or chants that are similar to that. That's not going to happen. But what? You know, we keep having these conversations, and we basically end them the same way every time. What are we going to do? What's the new rule? What is it that what's his face has on Marr has on his show? What, new rules or something? Isn't there a segment called New Rules? New rule. So what's the new rule when it comes to guns, gun control, or these sorts of things? Mental health issue? Gun control, attitude? What do we do? Or do we just waste our time talking about it and wait for the next thing to happen? I leave it. I've said pretty much what I have to say.
You know what's really interesting? In 2017, Parkland, Florida was actually named the safest city in the whole state of Florida.
Yeah.
It's just how quickly things turn.
Well, Florida's got
still
a
is. You get one event that was massive, obviously.
Yeah.
That doesn't change the landscape of the city. That meant one person did a horrible thing.
It's not
going to
have those statistics anymore now. No. After 17 murders in one day.
But I guess my bigger picture here is that even though these things happen way too often, and this is just horrible to the nth degree, it doesn't mean that people are just walking down the street, guns a-blazing like in the Old West. It just means that we have these events.
That's a very interesting
comparison. You still walk down the street safely. All this stuff is so top of mind because these events are so terrible.
Think about where we came from. I can't tell you that I know. Oh, we all know the history. I was a history major in school, political science major, and you just said something that really brings it into focus. Look at the culture that we grew up in, not in our lives, but where our country came from. The use of guns and basically self-rule, which as we crossed the country, never, if you look at the history of other countries, there isn't the same kind of history because they're older and they didn't have the kind of weaponry. If you look at the history, though, of, you go back to Alexander the Great, or you go back even further than that, and the kind of things that are sometimes depicted, the cruelty, the horror of war when the English were fighting among themselves, civil wars and swords, beheading people, killing people. They do it by the thousands with almost weekly wars. And that was violence personified. You look at the Old West, and when there was no rule of law, and people took law into their own hands, and they'd shoot anybody that they didn't like, that's the history of our country. Guns, more in our country than any other country in terms of historical perspective, have been part of our culture. So you grow up with that, and it becomes almost the face of the country, in a manner of speaking. And so I guess, what do you expect? And is there a way of changing it? Or is it just part of our DNA?
It's funny. This morning I saw on Facebook somebody was talking about how their child goes through shooter drills, active shooter drills in their school. And she's like, here I am at 2 a.m. in the morning thinking about my child going, yeah, we walk over, we put paper on the windows, and then we get in the corner and we surround ourselves with the chairs and all this stuff. And my reaction to that was, my parents used to have to get under their desks.
Yeah.
For
the Connell raid alerts.
The Russians were going to nuke you.
Right.
Think about that thought going to bed at night.
Yeah.
We're going to get nuked by
the Russians. The problem is the Russians never nuked us. Gun violence
still,
is a very real thing that happens all the time.
But it was real to us, Victoria.
Right.
It was real to us.
It was real.
Yeah. It was real to
us.
I understand that. My mom has talked about that as well. But the fact is, these drills are not just drills anymore. This happens all the time.
Yep.
And shouldn't we want the next generation? Shouldn't we want our kids to have better than
absolutely.
What our grandparents had?
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to be about.
But it's so unfortunate because it's not new. It's just different.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
Yep.
But it's, everybody pretends like this is something new. And as Doug was just going through, you look at history, there's violence. And it's just it's so sad.
I just thought about that, Richie, for the first time as you were going through that. It is our culture. It's our history.
It's not our culture. It's humanity.
I give you some statistics. I was looking up yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Crime Prevention Research Center came out with these numbers here. Who do you think the number one country on the planet is mass shootings per capita? Just guess.
I'm guessing it's not us because you're making us guess.
Right, that's true. That's exactly right.
Per capita,
per capita. You got 40 million people in the United States. But I mean, who do you think per capita?
I'm going to go with something like Uzbekistan.
Yeah, it's Norway. That's weird. Who's number two? It's Serbia.
No,
Norway? Hold on, I'm shocked over that.
Guys, look, I mean, this is according to the Crime Prevention Research Center, so you can look them up and you can say, I don't believe them. Or, well, I mean, I'll be honest about it. I'm not trying to fake you out. I'm telling you who they are.
There was even
Let me give you the list. Listen to it. It's Norway. It's Serbia. It's France. At 0.347 mass shootings per million persons.
All right, so what?
Macedonia.
So
then
what?
It's Albania. Then it's Slovakia.
Okay.
Then it's Switzerland.
Joe.
You think
so
about
what?
That. Then it's
so
Finland.
What?
Then it's Belgium. Oh, well, I'm just saying that
doesn't take
we
away
have a tendency to say that we're worse than everybody,
are,
and I'm not
we
sure
should
that's
be
true.
Better. We place ourselves I in a position of being better. How is this? None of it's acceptable, even if there are more people killed per capita in Uzbekistan. I don't give a rat's butt.
Right.
I want this to stop here.
Well, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying that there
is
people.
Yeah.
No, I'm just telling you that that when if you take a look, I mean, you were just talking about our culture and it's us and all these things.
I get that though, but Joe, that's the equivalent to me in my mind. Those statistics about other countries, that's the equivalent of people saying they're just going to prey on all this. Praying and statistics from other countries are not going to solve the problem.
Right, but I don't.
I'm saying
that's not where I'm at. I just think it's an interesting thing that we get very hysterical at moments like this, and I understand that.
So why isn't James Whale, the British talk host, talking to somebody in Switzerland?
I'll tell him that the next time he calls me. Call somebody in Switzerland.
I don't know.
He says, when we get down on the air, Richie, he says, and you know him, he says, I'll be back to you soon. So the next time he calls me, I'm going to tell him,
call
me in Switzerland.
Call Norway.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so it's something. It's a rude awakening.
You know, I mean, those are the stats.
Yeah.
Do with them what you want.
All right, it's the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder for those of you who are employers and you're looking for good employees. I'm going to send you to ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to hundreds of the web's leading job boards. If you have an idea in terms of your own future, ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use them free. Free! ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure, here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between $100,000 and $132,000.
Oh, there's five.
Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore Total.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review with Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. All right, let's move off of number one. Let's go back to the number 10 item, which is always a sports-related thing. The charts are from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry, overviewing what's going on in talk radio programs around the country with hosts. And the hosts have made a lot of noise this week, at least in sports talk radio, which is number 10. At least three people that are doing talk radio programs that I know of have been fired this week for consequential comments that are made in a politically charged arena. But even in a non-politically correct charged arena, these guys are meatheads. And in the case of the guy at KNBR in San Francisco, and I think the guys here in Boston at WEEI, yeah, come on. What the hell's the matter with you guys?
What did they do?
Thank you, Richie, for that. Richie wants me to get to the meat of this, and I'm sure a lot of people listening know, and some don't know, that there have been comments made about the people in the Olympics. Chloe, what's her last name?
Chloe Kim.
Kim.
Yeah.
So some guy said she was a nice piece of, you know what? She's 17 years of age.
Yeah. And he went on to say he was waiting until she was 18.
Yeah, right, exactly. What a moron.
That makes it okay.
That makes it fine. So then WEEI, which is the Red Sox and the Patriots. Right. So they have the quarterback, the best known guy in football. Somebody on the air calls his kid a little pisser or pissant or something like that.
Yeah.
Something stupid.
His little 5 year old.
Right. Meanwhile, Tom Brady comes on the radio station every week to help them promote things, and he does a segment on this.
And you know,
local
and even when Tom Brady addressed it on the air, he was just class personified.
Yeah.
The way he even said, you know, guys, I come on the show and When you're talking about my child or any child, it's just I don't really know what the future is going to hold.
It wasn't the guys that he talks to.
It was a different guy.
No, the guys in the morning.
Different guy.
And then he pretty much just said, "I'll have to call you back."
Right. And he never. He's not calling him back. So then there's with the radio station. There was some other incident there with another one of the players, or I don't know who the hell. There's so much of this stuff. So they shut the radio station down for the day to conduct sensitivity training for the people on the air. Meanwhile, the Red Sox say, you know what, I'm not sure we want to be on this station anymore. Wow. So there's a lot of money at stake here, and the management, this happens to be the management of this company, is the largest owner of sports talk radio stations in the country, and, you know, these guys have been...
It's a bad look for the Red Sox. I don't blame them for wanting to disassociate themselves with this station.
Yeah. What do you do when you shut down a radio station? What do you mean you turn it off?
You got all recorded stuff on.
Oh, yeah, recorded stuff.
The best of, sort of, I guess. I don't know what they...
Right. They should just shut it off for a day. That'd be
Super Bowl 12.
Yeah, right.
He's playing the one with Joe Namath in it, the Colts.
Super Bowl 12 brought to you by Sensitivity Training on WEI.
Isn't there an ESPN channel that has all the old basketball and football?
There's all these classics. There's classic baseball, classic basketball, classic football.
Why does anybody want to watch that stuff?
I asked my husband, because just the other day...
Victoria's husband is in the sports radio business. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's a sports producer, and I said, what game is that? It was a football game. He said, oh, this is the 1989 Super Bowl. I said, what the heck are you doing?
Hey, watching that. Maybe it's like me listening to the Moldy Oldies on the radio. I don't know. Maybe
that's a lot better than watching the 1989 cool. Super Bowl.
See how the game has changed over the years. I think it'd be interesting if finally your husband on the end of that.
And the Olympics also big in conversation this week.
Oh yeah.
And Sean the kid White, who broke his neck and he finished the... Did you see that? The kid who broke his neck.
Kid, yeah.
I don't recommend looking up the footage because it's pretty...
Oh cool. My God. Unbelievable what some of these kids are doing.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 34 at the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with my colleagues Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, talking about the big items in the News Talk Radio world. Every week we do this, our points of view on some of the big stories. Number 10 is sports action. Number 9 is that film that's out, The Black Panther, which is, at first a lot of people thought, and I think I was one of them, that it was about the Black Panthers. Hello. No, not about the Black Panthers. It looks like I'm not much on these movies.
A superhero movie.
Yeah, super.
I've never heard of The Black Panther.
Yes, I went to an advanced screening last week. I went to an advanced screening. And I think it's a good movie, but over at Disney. But I will say that it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool because, you know, if you follow the Marvel Universe, Doug, and I'm only one step beyond you where that is concerned, that it's this fictional country in Africa called Wakanda, and as opposed to what, you know, Trump was saying, I thought this was really interesting. You know, he was characterizing the African countries as a certain kind of place. Wakanda is really cool because it's this country in the middle of Africa that not only it looks on the outside like it's some, well, loser African country, but on the inside they have this secret city that's totally advanced, and they have flying cars and all kinds of stuff, and everybody's handsome and beautiful, and it's this, you know, really cool country in the midst of all of this stuff. So politically, I think there's an awful lot of political undercurrents in this film, and I think it's going to be really interesting. I think they're going to make a fortune on it.
So kind of like Wonder Woman, then.
150.
Yes.
We expected this weekend, when we get done with the weekend, it's a four-day weekend, so 150, 160 million is the...
I mean, they're going to do great. I'm sure that if you just watch the production on these films, though, this thing is internationally produced. It's really,
I saw the first one with Downey as Iron Man, and I actually thought it was okay. But I think I've become numb to all of the. They put them all together, and it just becomes a big mess of.
Well, if you're into it, you know, as the younger generation is really into it, they're really, and what they're saying is that the Marvel Studios had the contracts. This is the way it was written this week to a lot of the white, this is what they were saying, actors. And so now you've got this new film coming out because they need a sort of a next generation of Marvel superheroes.
Well, this guy's a good actor. He played Jackie Robinson in 42. That's the first time I saw him.
I thought he was very good
in that. Yeah, very good. So anyway, so the Black Panther film is number 9. Number 8, the FBI focus, the FBI in general, what a mess. You know, whether it's China or Russia, or they got this guy, the shooter, he's been on their radar for a year, and they sit there with their thumb up their butt. They don't know, they don't do anything. It's a disgrace. All these alphabet agencies, the NRA, I'm sorry, the NRA, this is a furry slip, NSA.
Well.
And the FBI, the CIA, all the money that they have, the $36 billion in these black ops, they're not responsible to anybody. Time to shut them down or clean them up, one or the other. They're not serving anybody but themselves, it looks like, to me. Okay, we were talking a little about the Olympics. That's number seven. Stormy Daniels. And her dimples.
Oh, boy.
Six.
Doug loves her dimples. I think, actually, I've been saying this all week. Every time Doug says, oh, wow, she looks pretty good, I said, look closely. She's a younger Nancy Grace. They're like they could be sisters.
Ugh.
Look at her actual face. She looks like Nancy
Grace. Is that sexist? Richie Richie just went, ugh.
That's not sexist. That's just a fact.
Stormy Daniels is the former porn star that alleges that her and Trump.
The addition to the story is that this week, because the lawyer, president's lawyer, said that he's the one who paid her and decided to pay her, she says that the deal that they had for confidentiality is done, so she's free to talk. You don't think that somebody's going to, like, NBC's going to wave $1 million in front of her to go on an interview show and tell her story to some character like Megyn Kelly? Go ahead, Joe.
She claims she's got a Lewinsky dress, too. She claims and that they're sending it out for DNA. And you'd think after 10 years you would have had the thing laundered at least once, I hope.
See,
really?
Well, on Friday morning, there was another one, another playmate in the New Yorker, Ronan Farrow
wrote about
that whole story. And so there's another one who's, her story, she said she had a consensual affair for about 9 months with Trump. Barron was a few months old. It was right before, I guess, he officially started running for office. And her story is very similar to Stormy Daniels. He stayed at the same bungalow at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and the same meal, and he likes to watch Shark Week, and everybody seems to have all the same experience with him. So
why is it
we accept the fact that every president is a dirtbag?
Well,
I
mean, I'm not an Obama apologist, but I don't think you're going to find any of that with Obama.
And I don't think George W. was up to much. I think he loved his wife, too.
Yeah.
So Clinton, of course, Clinton was a dirtbag.
Kennedy.
Trump is obviously a dirtbag. But no, I think there are good men who have been in that office, and I don't think that that's fair to say that about all of them.
I throw them
out.
No,
but a lot of them, like Eisenhower was like that.
Well, Eisenhower only had one.
That was the one from Albany. That was the one.
No. The woman in England was his driver. Pat Summersby. Yeah. That was his.
I mean, you look back at Jefferson and
yeah.
I mean, I don't remember hearing anything about Lincoln.
No. Let me tell you, those wooden teeth were really hot.
From back then.
Wooden teeth were hot. Good for you, Joe.
I want to make out with you, man.
All right, number four, the Russians interfering with elections. There was something that floated around this week, and Victoria, you'll have to refresh my memory. We talked about it on the DJV show, but I can't remember because there's so many of these things. But the latest incursion of the Russians, never mind the election here, but they messing around in other countries as well with the same kind of approach.
Why not?
Well, I suppose.
Why not?
If it works one place, let's.
Well, it's interesting that
screw up another one.
It is interesting that the White House actually addressed this, and the press secretary Sanders actually said, yes, you know, we're condemning this, and we're officially saying that Russia did this, but yet they still won't say that Russia had anything to do with our election. It's just very weird. It's just they're just, you know, it's their fake news. It's like their standard line for everything, except now when it affects other countries, they're quick to condemn Russia for it.
Yeah. Hey, what's his face, who's over, they can't figure it out on their own, but there is, because what do you call it, it's over there in hiding still, he's got another
Assange?
3 years. Snowden. Snowden, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't heard much from him lately.
Snowden is responsible for all this stuff. He's figured it out. That, in my mind, that's what's
going on. Well, how do you get to live in Moscow as an American without any repercussions?
Have a payback. Right. Payback.
You don't get to do that. And I agree. I'm not 100% against Snowden. I think a lot of things I'm actually for that he did. But there's no way he can say he's got no ties to the Russian government, and yet he's allowed to just live there and not be hassled at all.
Yeah,
come on.
And this is the new war, cyber war.
Yeah.
And there are no battlefields where men are charging at each other with guns and tanks.
Are we spending $700 billion a year in the military? I mean, what kind of nonsense? What kind of pandering is that?
You still need to have the Mogadishu.
No question, Richie.
Prepping.
But we have the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that's so endemic. I was on a plane with a guy who works for Raytheon, and he was telling me this week about how all their contracts are with the government. His job is to go buy used corporate jets and bring him into the government so that they can nobody even knows this. I don't know whether to shoot the guy after he told me the story. I mean, it must not have been that under wraps, but I never heard this story before. He buys small planes, used planes. They bring him to this guy's corporate headquarters in Tulsa or someplace, and they revamp them. There's 700 of these planes that they've revamped in case of a war. They can use small planes to get around. And I said, how many of them are in use right now? And he said, none. But they spend billions.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
What they do. And we laugh about it, but you want to spend more.
You know, we should house the homeless in them in the meantime. I think that'd be great. Why not?
Good God. All right, 43 past the hour. Let me talk to you a little bit about an opportunity you have to become much healthier. Krill Omega 50 Plus. You get a hold of these. There's a capsule that Purity Products has made that has krill oil and fish oil. You don't know what krill oil is. New on the market. This is a way to boost your joint comfort that bursts the sacs that are around your joints, whether it's your elbow or your shoulder or your knee. All of your joints have these little sacs. And what happens with the krill oil is it enhances them. This is a special kind of oil that's been discovered to help your joints be more comfortable and longer and stronger and all that stuff. So put that to the test in 7 days, along with fish oil, which is the omega-3s that everybody knows is supposed to be really good for you. CoQ10 gives you energy. Altogether fabulous. Big difference in your life. And you can get your first bottle free by going to there's a website that explains Purity Products, tells you the story, but if you call 800-355-1493, you can order your own bottle. Shipping, you pay a couple of bucks for that. You get the free bottle. Call now and get it. Try it. You'll feel the difference in 7 days. 800-355-1493. They know this at Purity Products. They give you the free bottle. You like it, you're going to buy every month, and there's a 30 capsules a month supply at 800-355-1493. Call now and order yours free. 800-355-1493. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with a review of the stories now from the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, and the Worker Bees, who come up with these lists studying talk radio shows, hosts, programs, stations, number 10 sports talk radio in general, what's going on these radio stations that are taking on a new sort of position with regard to talking about things that they should have, the host should have more common sense thinking about. Number 9, the Black Panther film. Number 8, China. Number 7, the Olympics. Number 6, Stormy Daniels. Number 5, the Rob Porter case. Number 4, the Russians and their election interference. Number 3, the Russian investigation of Mr. Trump. Immigration policy is 2. And the Florida school massacre, number 1 this week, from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Those are the top stories.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Spearfishing has
or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spear phishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spear phishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This report is brought to you by the American Egg Board and the Egg Nutrition Center. February is American Heart Month, a perfect time to examine your dietary choices and determine if you are making the right decisions for your heart. You may not think of eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, but this nutrient powerhouse is a perfect pair to whole grains, vegetables, and other heart-healthy foods. Decades of research have demonstrated that healthy adults can enjoy eggs without impacting their risk of heart disease. In fact, a recent study suggests eating one egg a day may reduce risk of stroke by 12%. Dr. Tia M. Raines, Executive Director at the Egg Nutrition Center.
Everyone loves the taste and convenience of eggs, and they should feel good about eating them, too. One large egg has varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals and high-quality protein, all for 70 calories. And don't toss the yolk. It contains most of the egg's nutrients, including choline, which has been linked to brain health.
For more information on eggs and an overall heart-healthy diet, visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with people now in the focus, so that there is an official listing as you listen to our conversations about talk radio. Sometimes we go through the list and that's it, and you may have missed it. So here's the official 10-person list. People being discussed for the most part, all of the programs with their subject matter focusing around these people. Chloe Kim at number 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, the Obamas at 8, Mike Pence at number 7, Sarah Sanders at number 6, Stormy Daniels at number 5, Robert Mueller at 4, Rob Porter at 3, Nicholas Cruz is 2, and Donald Trump number 1. A lot of people think the president needs to have more to say about Nicholas Cruz, and I don't know what the tweeter, what the tweeting was on it this week, but it seems to me this kind of stuff is going to stay with us. So, and the list has changed a lot, except for, what's it, number 1, the president. All right, 47 after the hour, Talk Radio Review with Rich and Joe and Victoria and Doug. We've been through mostly all of the things that are on the list except for immigration policy. I don't know how that's changed. Seems to have been diminutized, if you know. That's a word that I just made up, but I think de minimis and minimized, whatever, put them together. The discussion of immigration policy this week has been put on the back burner, mostly because of the Florida shooting, I suppose. I don't know there's anything really new there, except
I have an evil thought about it.
Republicans have accused Chuck Schumer of being a turncoat. What do you have? What's your evil thought?
My evil thought is that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer don't want a deal on DACA, that it's much more a valuable political tool to run on it. You know, what else do they have? If they can run around and say,
they can put it off
in
2018. Yeah.
Right. And they can run on it in the midterm.
Why? What do they run? How do they get ahead by running on?
By complaining about it and saying that Trump's evil and bad.
It's an urgent issue that we need to fix. And if you don't vote for us, it won't get fixed.
Vote for us or
it won't
get fixed.
If they fix it now, they won't have it in November to run on.
That's totally why Mitch agree. McConnell yesterday, I think, was saying they won't take yes for an answer. And I don't know if that's really true. I'm just saying that I just watch it every day, and I'm looking at it. And, you know, Trump is saying, well, whatever. But, I mean, I'm just going to put that out there.
All right. One of the names this week, Mike Pence, has been very controversial. What I know about him, he doesn't appeal to me. But apparently there's a lot more to his deep-seated thinking that is very disturbing to a lot of people when you get right down to the core of his beliefs. This is the impact of religion and how It sort of becomes a part of the thread of everything that he does, and how it comes across as being intolerant. Now, I don't know whether that's the news media trying to sway me and others. Go ahead.
He has stuff on his website during his last election, before he became the vice president, when he was running in Indiana. He had stuff on his website that was about conversion therapy and things like that. He believed he's the parlance of pray the gay away. He believes that conversion therapy.
All right, thank you for your good job, Victoria, and Joe and Richie, 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 53 past the hour now. As we wrap up the week in technology, Kara Schillen is not doing this. Kara can do it. She could do it, actually. But you have the credibility, not that Kara doesn't, but you do this every day. So we'll wrap up the week with the top 5 technology items, starting at number 5, which is a focus on Twitter and comings and goings there.
Yeah, Twitter is making good on their promise to remove any type of insensitive tweeting, anything that's racially insensitive. And so the first target is Wisconsin Republican congressional candidate Paul Nehlen. He has been banned from Twitter for life. He posted a racially insensitive tweet about Meghan Markle, who, of course, is going to marry Prince Harry in a few months. The tweet had an edited version of one of Meghan and Harry's engagement photos, and he replaced her face with an image of Cheddar Man. Now, Cheddar Man was a dark-skinned prehistoric man who lived in ancient Britain. So, and then he made a racially stupid comment as well, and he said, he captioned it, "Honey, does this tie make my face look pale?" And, of course, this isn't the first time he's been criticized for racially insensitive and anti-Semitic comments. He and former KKK leader David Duke did a podcast together last month, and they both supported white nationalism, so...
Yeah,
Twitter
basically
said, enough's enough, we're suspended. He's repeatedly violated our terms of service, and he's done.
Guys who say things like that have small weenies, and that's the only reason that they say things like that, because they haven't got anything else to back up their manhood. All right, number 4, warnings for those who have certain kinds of cell phones.
Yeah, all of the U.S. intelligence agencies this week issued a very stern warning to Americans. Do not buy smartphones made by the Chinese tech companies Huawei and ZTE. Top officials from the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI, and the Defense Intelligence Agency all testified in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee and said that these Chinese smartphones marked a pretty bad security threat to American customers. They are easily hacked into, and essentially all of your data, anything you store on these phones, can be stolen very easily. And the manufacturer apparently has a chipset in it that is made in China that has been suspected that it's used for spying. So basically they said if you have Huawei or ZTE, they are cheap phones. Do not buy them, even if you might be tempted. AT&T was in negotiations with Huawei to carry their smartphones, and they backed out and said it just the deal smelled kind of rotten. So...
rotten
stay
to the
away.
Core.
Yep.
Number three on our way to number one, counting down the important technology stories. More bad news for those of you who were concerned before about the Equifax breach.
This just seems to keep getting worse. So the Equifax breach, of course, affected 160-some million Americans. Their names, social security numbers, other sensitive information was hacked. Now they're saying that this newest thing, the newest development, is that the tax identification numbers, the email addresses, and driver's license information was also hacked. Once again, the best thing you can do, freeze all of your credit reports so no one can at least open things in your name.
Number two, Google's working on some scams.
Well, Google has been trying to fix the ad scams, which everyone who knows, if you're ever using a PC, and I know, Doug, this affects you a lot, if you open up a web page and an ad creeps across your page and you can't do anything to get rid of it except close the browser completely. So Google has been trying to install a fix for these things. They're called forced redirects. And now, apparently, there's something going on. They're not really able to fix them in the way that they want, so the delay has gone from Chrome version 64, it's past 65, now they say Chrome 66 is projected to be released in mid-April. Hopefully by then they will have a fix for it.
All right, and the number one, the top technology story of the week, somewhat complicated, I don't know whether it is or it isn't, it depends on what you know on your iPad about setting it so that it goes to night mode versus, and I did this with mine, and now I'm going to take it off of it because of what Victoria is going to tell you.
Well, it's about night shift, and night shift is on iPads and iPhones. And what it does is you can set your time from nightfall into the morning, where your screen goes from blue to warmer tones of orange and yellow. The thought behind it was that it helps block out the blue light, which disrupts melatonin production. Turns out now they're doing more studies; it doesn't really help. What does help though is the level of dimness that you use on your screen. So you can leave night shift mode on, but you have to lower the brightness of your screen, and that may actually help you get real sleep.
So there, you've done a nice job again, Victoria. You
thank you.
Are safe from any traction from the negative side. I'll protect you. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.